What goes through their minds? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Anthony Weiner's campaign for mayor of New York has turned out to be a tougher sell than he thought. The plan seemed so promising. He would come clean about his lewd tweets to young women and would courageously battle his sex addiction, and it would not be unlike successfully battling any other disease, like cancer. Except now that this latest young woman has gone public.
We had phone sex.
And now that it's come out that there were still others, even Democratic consultant David Axelrod doesn't think voters are going to buy it.
He's twice deceived them, lied about his activity, but I think that he is delusional at this point.
Especially now that his campaign manager has quit. I know they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but Weiner on the cover of The New Yorker straddling the Empire State Building in such a way as to give visitors to the observation deck an idea of what it might be like to follow him on Twitter, that's bad publicity. And yet he hangs on, much like the mayor of San Diego, who also stands accused by several women of sexual misconduct.
And I must take responsibility for my conduct so that such conduct does not ever happen again.
But like Weiner, he can't bring himself to walk away. Why? Because politics is exciting. You get to be the boss. And especially considering what they're accused of doing, no private company would dream of hiring them. So their only hope of maintaining their accustomed status is a hiring process where you can use political advertising to try to manipulate a forgiving electorate. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.